This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show. And I am your host, Jeremy Johnson, as always. Now, man, what a day in mixed martial arts it is going to be tonight. We have the big UFC 193. This is Ronda Rousey taking on Holly Holm. And a lot of people in the media are saying this truly could be the biggest test of Ronda's career, using all of that height and all of that reach of Holly Holm. This one may be serious. So we'll talk all about that today. We got a lot of info today that is going to go down. Now, in the past couple of weeks, I had on a guest. His name was Lou Giordano. And he is one of the new, let's say, weight management guys coming out. He is really one of those who is stepping up his game. He's been all over the media lately talking about how he could have helped Johnny Hendricks and how he could have helped BJ Penn. And now he came out this week and he said, you know what, I could get Chris Cyborg there without an issue. Well, since we had him on before, we're going to have him on again to talk all about that and about his philosophies a little deeper. So we'll be talking to Lou Giordano this week, and that will be a lot of stuff. Oh, there goes Twitter. So remember to follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show, or follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. Also this week, we are going to catch up with everything Shamrock FC with Shamrock FC president Jesse Finney. They have a ton of shows going down. Of course, we got the one tonight, which will be XFN 5. You can watch that one on pay-per-view. Go to shamrockfc.com/watchlive, and you get to see my happy self doing the pay-per-view call along with my partner Kevin Engel. But we'll break down everything because there is a lot of shows, a lot of things going on. We'll kind of break down the whole ties between Bellator and Shamrock FC because they go deep, man. I mean, they really do. So a lot of good stuff there. So, again, like I said, we will bring that all to you. But most importantly, man, the big thing tonight is the UFC 193. And so we will break down that entire card from absolute top to bottom. We'll take all your questions. If you've got them, hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. That's how we do it. We are all over social media. So, you know what? It's time to get started. So, here we go. Stick with us right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody tell me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking about UFC 193, which is going to go down tonight in Australia. It is in Melbourne. It is it's the big stadium there. I mean, it's like 70,000 people is what they're expecting this thing to sell out at. And we're hearing that it's really close to a sellout as it is now. So, I mean, that's crazy talk to think that, you know, 70,000 seats, women's MMA headlining it and co-main eventing it. And, you know, less than 3 years ago, Dana White said there'd never be women in the UFC. So how far that they have come in that sport. So now the preliminary card is going to go down at 6:15 Eastern on UFC Fight Pass. There are four fights on that card. The one I'm looking forward to most is going to be Stephen Kennedy versus Richard Walsh. That will be a good one. Headlined by Dan Kelly taking on Steve Montgomery. Then the prelim card moves to Fox Sports 1, and that will be at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, on this card, there are just some good ones. Kyle Noki versus Peter Sabota, that will be a fun one. And then Anthony Perosh taking on Gian Villante, that one will also be a banging fight. So, but now we get into the main event of this, or the main card of this show. This one's going to go down 10 p.m., of course, on pay-per-view. Starting at the bottom, Gerald Rosslet versus Stefan Struve. So the Skyscraper is back in action. He is actually not the odds-on favorite for this fight, which really kind of surprised me. Jared Russell's on a bit of a roll now, so he's the man on this one. So next coming up is Uriah Hall taking on Robert Whittaker. Uriah Hall is just – he seems to have gotten his head straight finally. He's not afraid to hurt people anymore, and he is doing it like a champ. So, and then we have the return of Mark Hunt versus Antonio Silva too. You know, you got to have Mark Hunt on an Australian card. He is from New Zealand down there. And this one will be – it'll be real interesting to see how it plays out because now Bigfoot Silva is not on steroids. So we'll see how it works out. But I think that Mark Hunt is going to knock him out. After the bloody brawl that they had the last time, though, the fight going to a draw, this one definitely needed to happen. And then our co-main event for the strawweight title, and I butcher her name, Joanna Jędrzejczyk. taking on Valerie Letourneau for the strawweight title. Joanna is one of the best strikers ever in the game of mixed martial arts, especially for the women. She is an absolute Muay Thai tear, so it will be a heck of a fight. I can see Valerie, though, she does have the skills to take it to her. It will be probably the toughest test that Joanna has had so far. And then, of course, for the main event, Ronda Rousey taking on Holly Holm. Ronda Rousey on this card is an actual 20-1 favorite going into this fight. So that's crazy. I mean, a 20-1 favorite. Holly Holm is no slouch. I mean, she is undefeated. She has won every major title in women's boxing that she can. And she has a very significant reach. Also, her kicks are pretty crazy. So it sets up for a bad fight for Ronda. On paper, this is probably definitely her toughest tests because of the reach that's involved, because of all of the other factors. Again, I think that if Holly Holm can stay on the outside and stay away from the clinch game and the takedowns, you know, she's got a real shot. She also has knockout power in both her hands, so. But then again, now it is Ronda, too. So we'll see how this one works out. It's going to be a heck of a fight. Check it out on pay-per-view. I'll be definitely following along on Twitter to kind of keep up and see what everything is going on. I may shoot a few things out, too, while I'm working tonight. So, but with that, we are going to get all started, and we're going to talk all things Shamrock Fighting Championships as they have a big card tonight. XFN5 is going to go down on pay-per-view also. So stick with us, because coming up next, we have Shamrock FC President Jesse Finney right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on That MMA Show. And now, guys, you hear me talk about it all the time, and that is the Midwest Premier Promotion Shamrock Fighting Championships. Well, it's been a while since we talked to him, so I have Shamrock FC President Jesse Finney on the phone. Jesse, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are awesome. Now, thank you so much for joining us today. I know that you are a very busy guy, and you have a huge schedule coming up here. You are just all over the place, so thanks for getting with us.
No, absolutely. My pleasure. Anytime. You know that.
Now, Jesse, you are one of literally the busiest guys I have ever seen in the mixed martial arts world. I mean, you are doing shows literally now almost every weekend until the end of the year. You know, just kind of give us a background on what it's like to have that much going on for Shamrock Fighting Championships.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. You're doing a great job. So, first and foremost, yes, we're very busy. But I also say, you know, if it wasn't for the fighters and the staff that I have, absolutely couldn't stay as busy as I do. So, you know, we mix a lot of things in. I mean, we work with Bellator, obviously. We do the Guns N' Hoses, which is in St. Louis, which is 19,000 people. We raised $380,000 last year on one night, the night before Thanksgiving. Where police and firefighter box against each other, and then they do mixed martial arts against each other, and it's 100% for charity. It's a great organization I'm very proud to be a part of. And then we also have Extreme Fight Nights, where we have pro boxing and pro kickboxing all in one night, mixed with some MMA in there. And then, you know, of course, we have Shamrock Fighting Championships, where we do professional mixed martial arts at its finest. And we have an agreement with Bellator where if you want our Shamrock FC belt, you have to defend it one time, and then you receive a long-term contract with Bellator. Not a one-fight deal as far as, like, undercard or anything else. It's a long-term deal, and, you know, it's a game-changer for a lot of people.
It definitely is. Now, let's talk about this relationship with Bellator here. Now, CagePages.com came out with a great article this week where Bellator president Scott Coker had some really nice things to say about you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, it was obviously it was a surprise to me. I knew that they were doing an interview with Mr. Coker, and you know, I thought it was more, the interview was going to be more about you know, events in St. Louis and in the Kansas City market, and it came out that it was, he's singing me some high praises, and obviously very honored. And you know, I mean, it's a guy like that to say the things that he did, it's actually an amazing just the way he went about it. I mean, I'm honestly, I you know, I've talked to a lot of people about it, but this is one of these situations where I'm like, I'm still kind of in awe of the things that he said. But, you know, in all honesty, we talk all the time. We talk as friends. We talk as working together in business. But, you know, I bounce a lot of things off him. He bounced a lot of things off me. You know, he's a wicked smart guy on many levels. And, you know, it's kind of like the old Strikeforce days where you're building like a family together instead of just like a business together. And Bellator's kind of turning into that as well. And, you know, I don't want to say, you know, I know you asked about, you know, what he said about me, but you obviously can read what he said about me. I don't want to talk about myself. I think Mr. Coker did enough about it. But it was, you know, I think that with that being said, it was an honor for him to say all that stuff. But I really mean this is if I didn't have the people around me, he wouldn't be singing all those high praises. So it's about the people around me. It's 100% not about myself. And I say this all the time. Yeah, I get the credit. But, yeah, there's a lot of backroom stuff going on. A lot of people don't see that a lot of us work on all the time on a consistent basis, 7 days a week. And but it's more about the team and the staff and everybody else around me.
Well, you definitely have some great staff. You put on some amazing fights here in the Midwest, both between St. Louis and Kansas City. Now, you have a big fight coming up, which will be tonight. And that is the XFN 5, and it is a boxing and kickboxing event. Talk a bit about this, and then also talk about the Kansas City show that's coming up here real quick.
Yeah, I mean, tonight's show is going to be awesome. I mean, it's, you know, I came from the old school kickboxing background and then from the boxing background in my former years, as far as like, you know, I was doing amateur boxing and kickboxing when I was 8-9 years old, and all the way up until I was probably 20, gosh, I don't even know. I think I was actually probably 30 when I stopped kickboxing. So, you know, it's where my heart and soul lies. I mean, I got into MMA because all these guys were trying to talk me into it, basically, and I thought they were a bunch of nut jobs at the beginning until I learned more about mixed martial arts, and then I fell in love with it. So tonight's card is it's very dear to me. I love the XFN because it just brings me back to the old school. I see a lot of old school faces, which is great. And you know, I mean, when you get, I say this all the time. Yeah, we promote boxing and kickboxing, but no, we actually promote fights. We're not looking for a guy that's 14-0 to fight another tomato can so he can get to 15-0 in the old school boxing way. And I feel like that is what's really killed boxing nowadays is, you know, you have to fight a bunch of nobodies to get to 15-16-0, and then you got to go make paydays to fight somebody. Well, you know what? Randy Couture wasn't like that in mixed martial arts. And I really feel that's what's killed boxing. It is killing boxing still to this day. We promote fights, and we promote good fights. And if the guys, and I say this to guys in mixed martial arts, and I say this to guys in kickboxing, and I'll say it again right now, is you go out there and you lay it all on the line and you lose, man, I don't care. You gave me 100%. You gave the fans 100%. You gave my staff 100%. You gave the casinos 100%, and that's all that matters, and we'll have you back. If you go out there and you look like crap and lay on somebody, you're just going to get there for the win, well, we're not going to have you back, and I can firmly say that is we won't have you back. So this is – tonight's show is, you know, these guys get each other's butts. They fight hard, and, you know, they're from – almost all of them are from a true martial arts background. And they're professionals in and out of the ring tonight. So yeah, I'm very proud of the card.
Yeah, they are a whole lot of fun to watch. And if you all out there want to go watch, you can go to shamrockfc.com, click on the Watch Live link, and watch the pay-per-views. All right, Jesse, stick with me. We have to take a quick break, but we will be right back with more Jesse Finney, president of Shamrock FC, right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Shamrock Fighting Championships president Jesse Finney. They have a big card that goes down tonight. It is the XFN 5. It is all boxing and kickboxing. Now, also coming up then next weekend, you have a fight in Kansas City. I mean, you're moving all over the Midwest here, so what is the big one on that fight we need to look for?
Man, I mean, big one on that card. I mean, you can never go wrong with Will Joplin on the card, and he's fighting Horacio. I don't know how to pronounce Horacio's last name, but
Horacio Escobar.
Escobari is
something like that.
Was,
yeah,
Escobar. But he is man. Horacio is just a banger. I mean, he's a tough, hard banger that can wrestle. Well, Will Joplin is a guy that I think he's just got just over a 500 record. You know, that'll tell you what we're about. I mean, I really like, yeah, we have Bobby Volker on the last Kansas City card. Great, great veteran, tough guy. But, you know, Will Joplin's the same type of guy. He's, you know, he's 12 and 10. Don't hold me to that. But is something along those lines. And Will Joplin's a guy that goes out there and he fights his butt off as hard as he can. Will Joplin spilt a lot of blood in our cage, and he's won them and he's lost them. And I will have Will Joplin back anytime. The guy sells nothing for tickets, and people think that, you know, all these promoters want all nothing but ticket sales. You know what? No, I want a guy like Will Joplin that's going to try to sell tickets, that also is going to go out there and lay it all on the line. It's not just about selling a ticket. And he's my type of guy, man. I mean, he's hard-nosed, fights hard, win or lose, you're going to get a good performance. And Will Joplin's going to earn his money at every time.
Oh, yeah.
Horacio's the same type of guy.
Yeah, I love watching Will Joplin fight, man. He has got some serious, serious hands to him. Always fun to watch Will Joplin fight, along with Horacio. I mean, we've seen him a couple of times now in the Shamrock FC cage. Always a lot of fun to watch there. Now, with that, though, you have just, I mean, all this going on to close out the year. There's the December 5th card, and we're going to be talking about that on another show. But, I mean, you have some big plans in 2016. Tell us what's next for Shamrock FC.
Well, we're probably going to be announcing another venue we're going to be talking about here probably by the end of this calendar year, which will be a pretty exciting time. So we right now have, I think, on the books 22 shows next year. That includes two or four, I don't even know, with Bellator right now. So we're going to there'll be a lot more announcements coming up here by the end of this calendar year. And, you know, right now, yes, we are super, super busy. We've got tonight's show with XFN. We got next weekend with in Kansas City at the Maristar Casino. And then that Wednesday, we have the Guns N' Hoses the night before Thanksgiving. And then we have December 5th. And at the same time all that is going on, we're still trying to close out two deals. I mean, they're done, but it's basically just in legal at this point. I can't really elaborate on that. But, you know, it's all this is going on. There's still a lot more deals being shipped. But, you know, we got some nice signings coming up as well. So, man, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, really, at the end of the day, I feel like every day I'm living a dream because, yeah, it's very stressful at times and it's lack of sleep at times. And but, man, at the end of the day, my father's a carpenter. So I always knew what I didn't want to do, and that was go out and, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning in my coveralls and manual labor every day and hard nose. And so, hey, listen, I love what I do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Well, I love hearing that. I ask this of everyone who we feel has made it to the upper echelons of mixed martial arts. What is the best piece of advice that you could give the up-and-comer out there, either they're, you know, newly turning pro or they're working on that AMI career? What is the biggest thing that you can tell them as a promoter, as a former fighter? What's your piece of advice?
Well, as a former fighter, I would just tell you, hey, listen, don't rush it. All these guys want to go and they want to go out and they want to become a pro. Well, listen, when you get out and you become a pro, you're gonna make probably $400 or $500 if you're lucky. So don't rush it. That's number one, because once you go pro, there's no going back. And a lot of people and a lot of good fighters have made that mistake. And I could name a few off the top of my head, but I'm not going to. They forced it to, hey, listen, I want to go pro. And that is as a fighter. That would be my best piece of advice. Get with good people around you. You know, yes, you know, I believe in energy a lot, and I feel like if you're going to get a lot of negative energy around you, negative people, you know, that's going to give off in your performance. You get with some positive people that you're enjoying being around, that you know are true professionals. Do your homework on who you're around, and that's my, as a fighter, as a promoter, man, I am so passionate about this. I feel like if you want to be a promoter, I am all for you being a promoter. But I will also tell you this, if you're going to do it right, because you never know who's going to that first show and watching that show. There were some absolute shows, excuse my French, but I really say that, shows in St. Louis where people would go to mixed martial arts and go to shows in Kansas City as well on many occasions. And they would go to these fights and that would be their first experience of mixed martial arts. And when they would get there, they would think, okay, this is what that cage fighting, you know, that mixed martial arts is. And they'll never forget. And they'll never, we as promoters that are doing that, I feel right, will never get a second chance, because those people have such a sour taste in their mouth. They never want to go to another MMA show. And if you're going to do it right. Do your research. Don't get in and do it to make a quick buck. Do it for the right reasons. And the right reasons are going and put on a show and entertainment. It's not just about the fight. It's also about the entertainment for the crowd out there that are spending their hard-earned money.
Love it, love it. All right, everybody, go check out Shamrock Fighting Championships at www.shamrockfc.com or find Jesse Finney on Twitter at jfinney_MMA. Jesse Finney, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. You guys have a great weekend. I'll see you at the fights.
All right, everybody, stick with us because coming up next, we have nutrition and MMA weight management guy Lou Giordano. He has got some big news and made a lot of headlines this week, so we'll be talking to him right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on That MMA Show, and we are talking to Lou Giordano. Now, I know, guys, that I had him on just a couple of weeks ago, but there has been a lot of news going on around Lou, and I wanted to bring him back to get it straight from the source. So, Lou Giordano, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am awesome. Now, thanks so much for coming back on so quickly. We greatly appreciate it. But you have made a lot of news this week.
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Now, for those out there who didn't get a chance to hear our last show or haven't seen some of the news media stuff, just give them a quick overview about yourself and kind of what you're all about in this big world of weight cutting and MMA training.
Absolutely. You know, I've been in the fitness industry for 15 years, and my goal has always been trying to just help people be healthier, mentally and physically. I've always had a passion for mixed martial arts. I've always had a passion for professional athletes. And while I'm watching all this go on and I'm watching people, how they're cutting weight and how they're quote-unquote getting healthier or unhealthy, I decided that, you know, now's the time to start letting people know that there are other ways to you know, consume calories, exercise, and just be overall healthy. So I decided to start making some noise about it.
Well, and you have definitely made some noise this week. Now, first and foremost, we saw this article come out that says, you know, you could definitely get Johnny Hendricks and BJ Penn to where they wanted to be. Talk about how this all came about, and then we'll kind of move on from there. But this one was really interesting to me. So tell them a little bit about what was said and kind of your thoughts behind Johnny Hendricks and BJ Penn.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of both of theirs. You know, I've been watching BJ Penn for I can't even remember how long, and also Johnny Hendricks. I'm a huge fan of theirs, and I have nothing but respect for them for many reasons. And when they both were very vocal about working with Mike Dolce and then also how they felt afterwards, you know, it struck a nerve with me. And once I dissected a little bit more on Dolce's approach, I realized just how different our approaches were. And as I started to get more involved with the UFC and working with fighters and talking to people, everybody was very quick to compare me to him. Naturally, because technically we do the same thing. You know, we're responsible for getting people to make weight. And it just, again, started to strike a nerve that I was being compared to somebody who I have a completely opposite approach with. So I decided to be more vocal about my approach being very different and wanting the opportunity to just show two specific people who have worked with him just how different it can be.
Interesting. Now, okay, for those of you who out there who are listening, I mean, our audience is familiar with Mike Dolce. We actually had Mike Dolce on a long time ago. Now, talk a little bit about then about what is your approach versus what his approach is. What is the differences between them?
So I think it's simple. It's there's one major difference. With Mike Dolce's approach, it is to, you know, make his guys and girls consume a lot of calories, get them to bulk up a little bit, and then as you get closer to the actual fight, remove all that stuff to do an extreme weight cut, 20, 30 pounds, step on the scale. And then, like I said, you know, he was for the IV use. So I'm assuming that a lot of his people did use IV to refuel and rehydrate. So he's been seen, you know, with people in the bathtubs doing the water loading and all that stuff, which promotes extreme weight cutting.
Now, you have also talked in the news about Chris Cyborg and how you could get her down to 135 pounds. That would be a crazy feat. She's a very, very strong person. A lot of muscle mass to her. So tell us about that.
The reason I said that is because, again, I know my system and I know how I operate. And what people don't understand is that, yes, you look at somebody like Chris Cyborg and she's a beast. She's very, very lean and carries a lot of significant lean muscle mass. You know, first you have to clean up the misconception that muscle weighs more than fat. It doesn't weigh more than fat. Muscle is more dense than fat. So a bag of unpopped popcorn and popped popcorn weigh exactly the same, but they look totally different. Obviously, unpopped, the bag is flat. Popped, the bag is blown up. So what you would have to do in her case is you would strategically have to reduce lean muscle mass, and because muscle is dense, you wouldn't need to reduce a significant amount of it. but you would have to actually reduce some of her lean muscle mass, because you don't want to reduce her body fat when she's carrying very little. That's just not healthy. So you want to reduce a little lean muscle mass, but there is a way to do it so that her strength stays the same. And again, just because you're reducing lean muscle mass, that has no effect on your actual skill itself. You know, so all it really is just adjusting her lean muscle mass, making sure that her strength remains the same, if not even more, and then letting her skill speak for itself.
Interesting. God, that would be crazy. Because, I mean, like I said, I've talked to Cyborg a couple of different times, and my God, she is just huge. But like you said, she is full of muscle. I mean, she is just,
yes,
from one end to the other, is just complete muscle.
Yes.
So
absolutely. And that's what's deceiving to people is, you know, there's a lot of guys, like, you know, the guy that I'm working with now, Aljamain Sterling, I mean, he's ripped out of his mind. He's in fantastic shape all year round. Whether he eats healthy or he doesn't, he's just gifted that way, where he's just in incredible shape. He also trains very, very hard all year round. So the same thing with him is he carries very little body fat. So what you have to do is strategically remove some lean muscle mass to make it easy for them to step on the scale without dehydrating themselves. So it's just about them understanding that and then being comfortable, feeling themselves be a little smaller, but then realizing, wow, I'm just as strong as I was, you know, when I was 10 pounds heavier.
Interesting. But all right, Lou, stick with us because we have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more with weight management guru, Lou Giordano, and we'll be right back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it up.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on That MMA Show, and we are talking to Lou Giordano, and we are talking all about weight management, and he has a new client. Now, you threw out a name there, and for those who don't know, he is like the number 6 bantamweight in the world at the moment, and he is now working with you, Lou Giordano. Tell us how that worked out.
Absolutely. Actually, Aljamain and I have been working together for, you know, quite some time. And you know, I'm not in the industry to just start calling names out that, oh, I work with this one, I work with that one. You know, Aljamain and I just developed a very good friendship. I met him through, obviously, working with Eddie Gordon, who fights out of, you know, Sarah Longo's camp. So does Aljamain. And I had met him, and he had saw what I did with Eddie, and we just started talking. And I listened to his philosophy on his weight cutting, and I expressed my philosophy on my weight management system. And it was one of those things that, you know, they're very different, but we wanted to see how each other would work with each other, you know. Aljamain, again, he's a different animal. The kid is just, he trains, you know, very hard, and he's very educated. So it was a little bit different because he's very set in his ways. So the process did take a little bit longer, but now we're starting to see a much better result.
Very interesting. And of course, you are still working with Eddie the Truck Gordon. I mean, that I know that you say you don't like to mention names, but still, this is, I mean, you're working with top level guys now, and that's just, I mean, it's definitely a feather in your cap, and it will be real interesting to see how these guys work out coming up in the ranks. What are your predictions for dealing with someone with this in a weight cut like this, who, as you said, he has some, you know, they have some of their own ideas and things like that? How hard is it to make the transition with them to get to your way of thinking?
It's difficult, but here's the thing, and I've always been this way, and I would, you know, I ran big gyms. I've had 60 employees underneath me. I've ran training departments. I understand that very well. And what you have to understand is, you know, you have a few different types of trainers. You have trainers that tell you what to do. This is what you do, and this is why. Do as I say, not as I do. And that's just never been my way. That doesn't work with me. You could even ask my father as a kid. No, that doesn't work with me. Don't tell me to do something. Explain it to me. So what I like to do is I don't tell anybody to do anything. What I do is I explain, hey, this is what I think you should do. I then back it up with some facts as well, and then give my opinion as to why I feel we should do this. I allow you, the person, to make the educated decision to say, wow, that actually does make sense. Then the next step is for you to actually try it and then ask yourself, wow, that does feel right. I do feel better. And then you blossom into this big ball of trust, and you just take off running at that point because now you're understanding what you're doing. So the toughest part is just to get them to understand why I do things the way that I do, because it's very different than what they're used to. But I allow them to understand it versus say, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that.
Well, I love that idea. And so for all of our audience members out there, I am going to be doing some competitive sports here coming up, and I got to get down about 20-something pounds, and Lou has agreed to help me. Now, I have been a person who I have used the Dolce way before in my career, and I want to see now what Lou's is like, because Lou's, to me, makes a whole lot more sense, and I hate to say that, because, I mean, I liked Mike Dolce. He was a nice guy, but it does right. make a lot of sense, Lou, and so let's do it. Let's see what it comes out to be, and we are going to have you on, you know, every couple weeks, once a month or so, as I go through this to kind of talk about our progress, talk about the things that are going on with you, and also I'll be posting pictures out on our website, thatmmashow.com, and on social media for all of you to follow. So, Lou, this one's going to be fun.
It's not about, you know, my way is better or worse words. I like different. We're going to try something different. You tell the people how you feel, and then we go from there. I mean, it's just exciting to be able to have the opportunity to work with you. You know, you'll be able to see firsthand, you know, over the phone. We've never met. It'll just be over the phone, and we'll see how you feel. So I'm excited about it.
I am too. So, all right, Lou Giordano, tell everyone how they can get a hold of you on social media, websites, Facebook, all of that info.
Absolutely. First, you can find me on Instagram at LouTrition. You can find me on Twitter at Lou_Trition, Facebook as well, LouTrition. I do have a supplement company coming out, nutrition.com. And we have a lot of exciting things, you know, being unleashed on there, and a lot of really good information for you guys to check out. And you could also email me at LouTrition@gmail.com. I've been getting a lot of emails ever since those last few articles came up, and I'm just trying to answer all of them. So if you've emailed me, I apologize. I will get to you as soon as I possibly can.
Awesome. All right, guys. So we are also going to share it on all of our social media, so you will be able to find Lou without an issue. Lou, thank you so much for joining us today on That MMA Show. This one's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, as always.
All right, Lou, thank you so much for joining us. It has been a huge show today, and we have just got one more break to go. But, I mean, man, it's flying by. So we're going to bring you all of our segments, the week that was, Twitter shout-outs, calendar of events, and what's coming up next week, all next, right here on That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on That MMA Show, and it is time for our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and of course, our calendar of events. Now, the big thing that we got to talk about real quick, and I want to know your thoughts on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow, is last night at the weigh-ins for the main event, Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm. Holly Holm put her hands on Ronda Rousey. That's right. She basically, Ronda got in her face, and Holly put her a hand on her chin. Not hard, but she pushed her away. Now, let me know, what do you think about that? Because in the world of mixed martial arts, that is a no-no. You don't touch during the weigh-in. So I got to know your thoughts on it out there, and that's really what we're going to do for the week that was, is you got to let me know on Twitter at That MMA Show what you think about it. I don't think there's any fines coming or anything like that, but it's definitely a hype, and I think it really truthfully pissed off Ronda Rousey. So we'll be real interesting to see how that goes tonight. I cannot wait for that fight. It's going to be so much fun. All right, now that moves us to our Twitter shout-out of the week, and this week's Twitter shout-out is going to be our friends at Cutman for Hire. Go check them out at Cutman, the number 4 Hire. They have all of your supplies for Cutmen, Cornermen, anyone in the fight game. If you need it, they have it. Check them out at www.cutmanthenumber4hire.com. They are our Twitter shout out of the week. And that brings us to our calendar of events, which, of course, is UFC 193, Holly Holm taking on Ronda Rousey from Melbourne, Australia. That will go down on pay-per-view tonight. And then also tonight, my fight and Jesse Finney, the president, he was on talking about it. Shamrock FC XFN 5 will go down on pay-per-view. Go to shamrockfc.com. That's an online one to watch. You can see my happy face making the calls there along with my partner, Kevin Angle. And then on November 20th, we have Bellator 146, Cato versus Manhoff from Thackerville, Oklahoma. That'll be a fun one. And then also on the 20th, World Series of Fighting. It is their 8-man lightweight tournament from Phoenix, Arizona. Just a whole lot of mixed martial arts action to close out the year. I mean, all the way through the end of the year, it's going to be big. So stick with us because we will break it all down for you here at That MMA Show. Don't forget, follow us on all the social media outlets. We greatly appreciate it. Also, go check out our good friends at War Tape. They are at warworldwide.com. Follow them on Twitter at War Worldwide and at War Tape One. They are out there. Let them know you heard about it on That MMA Show. They are good guys. Best stuff for any kind of athletic taping needs out there. Go check them out, www.warworldwide.com. All right, guys, now we are running here towards the end of the show. I mean, we are heading through it as quick as possible because, you know, of course, I'm getting producer Andrew in the back telling me it's time to wrap up the show. But we greatly appreciate everything that you do, everything that you can do for us. We are out there trying to make things happen. So now, online, we are now again back to the podcasting thing. It goes out immediately after airs here. It runs into iTunes. It runs to Stitcher. It runs to Spreaker. And we have some big stuff in the works. So if you like the show, do me a favor. Go to Spreaker.com and follow That MMA Show. I need all the help out there we can get right now. We need you to follow us. So let us know, www.spreaker.com, and follow That MMA Show. We'll tweet out the link for you to go do it, and we greatly appreciate it. All right, guys, coming up next week, we are going to bring you more in the best of local, regional, national, and international fighting action. We're going to break down everything that happened at UFC 193 and more. I got some pretty big interviews planned, so stick with us. But we got to go, guys. So, all right, we appreciate it. And as always, remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair. And we'll see you next week right here on That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. What they say.